Okay, I'm happy for the very well-known actor who plays this part, whose name I can't remember.
Jonathan Pryce.
Yeah, that he actually got to showcase some of his talent, unlike some other very well-known actors who were randomly cast this season.
Yeah, he had a role. It was a recurring role.
It was recurring because the same scene kept reoccurring.
And I actually felt like I was starting to go a little crazy towards the end of it because I
Yeah.
was like, is this another monologue where he's talking about the sinners and how bad the feudal order is?
Yeah, no, because when we were compiling this ballot, like, we were just like, is this the same speech or is this a different speech? Is this in the same episode? They all blended together. And, like, when we talk about, like, the bad casting in Carol's Landing in particular, this is
Yeah.
another, reason. Because, like, yeah, you had every single episode, you had, like, a literal scene where she's sad and he's angry, and you had a High Sparrow speech every single episode.
This was like six episodes in a row. I think though I have to like I'm gonna call it out. I think had I not worded the categories as I had, it wouldn't have been quite the blowout with I had fun once, it was terrible.
But it's just such an accurate description of that speech. I mean, okay,
Yeah, because that
so
speech this got over half the
he's
votes.
a skilled artisan. He makes fancy shoes, right? That's his home thing. And he becomes very successful because he worked hard and he's very skilled. So then he decided to have a party with his friends where they got drunk. And he wakes up hungover the next morning and he decides that, like, the entire world is evil and he becomes an ascetic monk. What the fuck? You earned that party,
I
dude.
almost
Enjoy
did a spit
it.
take, I swear. Oh my god. It's just like so. Oh my god. So unmotivated. And it's like, what is the problem, dude?
Yeah, like you're a successful tradesman. That's fine.
And it's one thing if, like, he had some sort of revelation about his own personal sinning, but like to then apply it and be like, Marjorie, you're the worst for like participating in the feudal order, so she actually has to shame herself for giving alms to the poor, and it's like,
Yeah.
what is this? I had fun once, it was terrible. I do want to give a shout out though to the second place winner, which was when he teased the walk of shame for Marjorie that he knew wasn't gonna happen just because he wanted it to be dramatically satisfying for everyone.
It
That was really sweet. Thank you, Jonathan Pryce. And boy, do you have a demo reel.
Yeah, it's true. You'll never be scrambling for clips to send to casting directors ever again. I'm happy for you.